Charlie, hey.
Yes, sir.
Give me 1 second. I'm so sorry. Just give me 1 second here.
You can put me on hold. No worries.
Hey, Charlie, I'm back.
Yes, sir.
Hey, look, I'm in love with you. My life,
sure. Like,
I'm good and everything, but, I have shared custody of my son, and, I just had to talk to the cops because, my baby mama is keeping him from me to fuck with my head today. She knows that I'm doing well, and everything else, and I kind of mocked her and actually was just like talking, cause she's dating this fucking loser who she apparently adores, and he ain't shit. He ain't even able to drive. I don't think he has a license. But he's a fucking loser. He doesn't have shit. I got shit. I did this shit as like a fuck you to him. And then I kind of was like, I was hyping you up, and actually I was talking to you about, to one of my guys, you know, I've been excited about this marketing thing. Anyway, so then that shit happened the past 5 hours, and I've been dealing with that. And I missed the call. I'm sorry, man.
It's all good, man. I understand. Family, family over everything. My parents actually growing up got divorced as well. So it wasn't a pretty one. So, I mean,
I
understand what you're going through.
I thought it was cool, you know, fuck, like originally I was just talking about everything yesterday. Cause you know, I was being cordial. We were being cool, which is my kid and our kid. And her two daughters to the zoo. We were being pleasant, co-parenting. But then she found out that the settlement I'm getting, and then, you know, just like how everything's working out. As far as, like, I've already made $10,000 without your help, but now I plan on fucking making it in a 30-day period. I plan on making that. Well, I mean, there's materials and shit, but I was, oh, hey, where's the key at?
I'll get it.
Okay, go get it. Yeah, we got to get this line in. Sorry, I'm about to go Jenna Wine. I don't know if that is, but... Anyway, my point is like, you know, like, I've talked about you more than my goddamn girlfriend. I bet she's jealous at this point. But, so, like, my baby mama is, like, fuck, like, I think she thinks that I'm fucking you. I don't know. But, so, you know, just like, yeah, no, dude, like, just things have been great, and I just see things getting even better now that I'm with you guys, where I'm going to be. You got the key? And you got my glasses. Hell yeah, good sir. So I'm here with my tech, Nehemiah. He's going to help me jet this line.
Nice.
But, he's cool. He's cool. He knows what's going on. But,
awesome.
He knows that we're about to make a shit ton of money together. You and me. Yeah. So, all right, about that. Real quick, a couple things I do need to talk to you about.
Sure.
They have not processed the fucking payment.
Okay.
It's going to happen. I think it's going to happen at 4 a.m. That's what happened last time. I think it's because it's $3,000.
Oh, okay. So they're just putting it on, like, a hold.
Well, it seems to process slower than, like, if I charge someone $200, that shit, like, almost is instant.
Yeah, they just want to make sure it's legal, basically.
It's a lot of money. Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, let me just make sure.
If we can reschedule the charges for tomorrow, I'll sign whatever, saying that I'm obligated to pay you guys, you know, whatever. I'll go work a strip club if I fucking have to, if I don't get any money. whatever that needs to make this work.
Yeah. So, I mean, everything's set, ready to go. The only thing is just the payment. So, I mean, we still have the onboarding call set for tomorrow. So this is what I'm going to do is because we have our onboarding call at 10 a.m. So the processing of the payment has to be done, like, right when we open, which is going to be 9 a.m. So it's got to be done then. Here's the thing, because you've been very straightforward with me, I'll be straightforward with you. Tomorrow I'm getting married, so I'm not going to be in the office tomorrow. Yeah, thank you.
Hell yeah. Man, dude, I hope I, you know, get as lucky as you and find one I can actually fucking settle down with. That's awesome, man.
Yeah. So I'm very fortunate. But I am getting married, so I won't be in the office tomorrow. But what okay. I'm going to do is I'm going to take my laptop home. Okay. And I'm going to make sure that everything is in there. So then that way the processing of the payment comes out tomorrow, right when we open, and all my tech team has your notes. So they're going to reach out to you at 10 a.m. tomorrow processing of the payment.
I'll just send you a text message then, like, and I will keep an eye on it. But if I get a notification of the money definitely fully through and everything, can you tell me the card I gave you real quick? Just so that way.
So
just want to make sure that we're good there.
The card you
it should end in 1481.
Yes, sir. That's it.
Okay. Cool. All right. Just want to make sure.
Yeah. Yep. So you have everything set there. Like I said, I'll have that for the process when we open. It'll process that payment, and then I'm gonna have everything shoot over to my tech team, and then they'll call you at 10.
And it would be on a different card, but my girl did tell me that if she needs me to. So total amount is $348.
Yes, sir.
Okay. She really does, you know, like we try not to do this shit just because whatever, but she did tell me, also she just a few things, but she did tell me that if it comes down to it, that she will send me the money in the morning. So like, I'm going to keep an eye on it and I'll get a hold of her at 7 a.m. If for any reason this turns into a 2-day process, it shouldn't, because I have it like, so it's with QuickBooks, and I have a QuickBooks checking account. It should process damn near the same day. They told me that it processes, that payments will process same day. So I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
So it's going to probably be later the fucking day. Cool, great, whatever. And now it's like, I mean, I charged someone at 8 p.m. one time and got $600 at 4 a.m., like, you know, so 8 hours later or whatever, like 6 hours later, boom, got the money. So I'm like, well, shit, like I figured by 5 o'clock I'd have it by now.
Yeah, it's all good. It's okay. Like I said, our onboarding call is tomorrow. So, like I said, it'll probably go through tonight in the morning. It'll be there and then it'll automatically process. If it doesn't, what I'll do is I'll send you a text message. Now, like I said, I'll be out of the office, so I won't be able to call you tomorrow. So if anything happens, I will have, my colleague reach out to you, John. And if you want to put that on the other card, then that's fine too. He's like my right hand man here. So,
okay. Wait,
he does everything.
What's his name again?
His name is John So. So it'll be JONSEO, which is funny because we have SEO packages here. But yeah, his last name is John.
Just like constantly give him SEO packages that aren't even his.
Yeah. So what I'll do is I'll let him know, like, what's going on this. He knows I'm going to be out of the office tomorrow. So if it doesn't go through, I'm just going to shoot him a quick message and say, like, hey, can you just call Jesse at, like, 9:30 in the morning and see if he's ready to rock and roll? If not, we'll cancel the onboarding call, and then we'll maybe put it for a later time that day.
Okay, cool. All right, awesome. All right, no, I appreciate it.
Perfect.
I really do appreciate this, you guys' patience and everything.
Yeah, no worries. That's what we're here for. We're here to help the small business owners out. Like I mentioned, my dad's a small business owner, so I love helping these people out because it's like, it's your business. This is how you feed your family. So if you guys can get on that first page placements of Google and we can help you do that, means the world to us, because now we're helping you guys, you know, take that next step forward. So, but I'll shoot you a quick text message tomorrow morning. I won't be able to call you. So, I will, once the transaction goes through, you will get, some notifications. You'll get like 3 text messages from us. There's going to be one that's going to have a link to, it's basically our terms and conditions. I'm going to text you and say, make sure to just sign that one. It's just going to be just, you're the card authorization holder. You want to receive text messages from us. Once you sign it, it's going to take you to a login page, and then we'll send you the username and password so you can start tracking everything as well. My tech team will go over with you with that as well.
Sorry, I'm listening. I just realized I didn't have my boots. I'm going to have to switch around and grab them.
No worries.
Anyway, but all right, cool. Yeah. No, awesome, man. Like, yeah. And I, yeah. That works. Yeah, I'll try to make sure, you know, I give the authorization and all that shit so that way we can just get things rolling.
Okay, perfect. So we'll hear from you tomorrow, and then we'll get ready to rock and roll, okay?
Hell yeah, man.
All right, Jesse.
All right, you have a good one.
Thanks, you too.
Seriously. Yeah, all right. All right, bye.
All right, bye.